Welcome to People in Transition, an occasional look at issues affecting the multi-generational workforce. I'm your host, Barbara Finkelstein. Today I'm talking to an IBM employee who's taken advantage of IBM's various wellness and healthcare services. Our conversation is part of the IBM Healthcare campaign, designed to let employees and their families learn about the company's role as a best practices employer. Welcome, and thanks for speaking with me.
Hi.
Let's talk about the wellness and healthcare services you've taken advantage of as an IBM employee.
Actually, I've used quite a few. I've used the virtual fitness. I've used the employee assistance program a couple of times, special care for children assistance, elder care, wellness for life, the WebMD. So yeah, I've used several of them.
What led you to each one of them?
Various things. Actually, the strangest maybe is the special care for children assistance, which allowed me to get funding to pay for my son's speech therapy. And that I heard about talking to a friend who said his child had problems greater than mine, and he happened to mention that he was getting speech therapy and IBM was paying for it. So we chatted, and it was great. Okay, that was chance.
What was the impact of speech therapy on your son?
It actually helped him. It was related to his dental care. He had this problem where he would push his tongue out and it would cause his teeth to go forward, and he needed to be trained or he would always have teeth in the wrong position. And it was one of those things where it wasn't covered by my medical insurance or by my dental coverage, but it was with this. So it just eased the process. It was nice to have a benefit to pay for it.
What about the virtual fitness program?
I've been using that for probably at least 5 or 6 years. It helps me. Even though I'm not talking to someone, it helps me to go in and log my time. I'm more likely on a day that I don't feel like exercising to do it, because I can go and type in that I did 30 minutes or 45 minutes. And I particularly use it to get ready for the ski season, because I'll be lazy otherwise. So it's just a real easy, it's almost like my conscience. It's a real easy way to keep doing what I know is right.
Now, you mentioned an elder care program.
Mm-hmm.
What is that exactly, and what did you get from it?
I used it a couple of different times. One is for my grandmother, who since passed away at 101, and it was a benefit that would allow me to find out about where she was staying, make sure that the place she was staying was safe and good and that the right things were happening. The greatest thing about it was that my mother was actually able to call in, since it was her mom. Through the IBM benefit, my mother could call and talk to them, and so I didn't have to always call her and call them. And so we became more comfortable about where my grandmother was staying. We knew we had resources. And actually, in a lot of these programs, just knowing they're there makes it easier. You know, you relax at work because you know if I need this, I can call and find out about it. More recently, and I think it's the same type of benefit, I was able to have someone go to my parents' house. My dad is not as mobile as he used to be. And they went to my parents' house. I went there with her. She did this, what's called a geriatric assessment. And we got my dad's okay. In fact, he was thrilled to do it. And she walked through the house and discovered things that could make it easier for him, like a riser for the toilet, a better ramp outside for his, he has a scooter, one of those little riding things. And she even looked into paratransit, which my dad was not aware of. So now he can call paratransit, go to a restaurant by himself. He went and had lunch with my husband one time. Through her, even though I'd asked before, through this geriatric counselor, he agreed to get what's called a person down, a thing that you wear, so that if you fall, because he had actually fallen once. He's had hip surgery. He'd fallen once, and my mom was gone and came home a couple hours later, and he'd been on the floor, so he got that. It's at the point now where he has a friend whose son used to work for IBM, and he's bugging his friend, and he's saying, you know, Bill, you really ought to do, you know, see if your son can get this benefit, because it's great. They came in and suggested all this, so he's become a big proponent of it. And I was worried that they'd see it as intruding. They loved it. My parents loved it.
You mentioned an employee assistance program. What was that?
That was to be able to get counseling. In terms of making my work life better, that was probably the most important one. You know, people tend to think, I don't want to go to a counselor. That means I have a problem. But I had, without going into detail, a lot of issues with my parents, issues since childhood, and things where basically they thought their problems were ours, so they'd bring their problems over. And on holidays, my mom would take me aside and tell me things. And there were things they said even in front of my children. And I thought, there's nothing I could do. You know, if you've always been raised in a situation. So I went to the counselor and brought my kids in one time. And one time they asked my mom to come in, and it just helped me set boundaries.
What kind of advice did you get that proved to be so helpful?
a lot of it was that I can say no, and I can say, no, this is not proper behavior around my kids, or no, Mom, this is not your problem. You should share intimate things about your marriage with your friends, not your daughter. I don't own this problem. And it was like, I don't know, the door opened. You know, you can say no. I used to get stressed out just driving on the freeway past their exit because I was driving to work thinking, oh, this isn't working. I own their problems. Do you know what I mean?
You're saying it helped having this third party sort of look at your situation objectively.
Exactly. No, it was really good. It made me realize that I can make changes. It just took a lot of stress out of my life.
Now, you also mentioned a wellness program.
Well, besides having wellness, like there's wellness programs such as WebMD where I can go on and find out information about stress and high blood pressure and allergies and such. There's a health risk appraisal. And actually, just this year, there's a program where we get a $150 rebate for going through, doing the appraisal, setting up a plan, and following it. $150 is not a lot of money, but it's just kind of back to the virtual fitness center. It's just an incentive to do it.
What message would you have for people who have faced the same or similar situations that you've faced?
It's out there. The tools are there. You need to look and use them. It's not embarrassing. It's actually fun. I think we have a lot of benefits. And so the message is, take a look. Go to the websites and look around, because just like this speech therapy benefit, they may not know all the benefits that are there. And I think counseling in particular is so valuable. And people think, well, I can't do that. That means I have a problem. And it's fabulous.
Can you share an anecdote that illustrates the value to you of IBM's health and wellness programs?
About last year, I discovered that if I would walk for more than, say, 4 miles, I would develop a limp. And I was trying to ignore it. I mean, I'm limping, and that's kind of weird. And it didn't keep me from skiing, but it was annoying because, you need to be able to walk more than 4 miles. So I took advantage of IBM's medical plan and saw a physical therapist and worked with her, of course, because it didn't happen unless I was walking for a long time. She wasn't able to see it. We finally decided to schedule an appointment with her where I would walk for an hour or more before I saw her to cause the limp to happen so she could see it. So I did that, and I went in and saw her, and she finally could, oh, that's what you're talking about. So she gave me a series of stretches, and she still really didn't know what caused it, but she gave me some stretches, and I went home and did them and realized that a couple of them were just like one of the machines I use at the gym. When I did the stretches, it hurt. And so I went back to see her the next time, and I said, you're working on this one particular muscle set, and I do it at the gym, and I think that's where the pain comes from. So she said, well, what's the weight that you use on the weight machine? I said, oh, I don't know, 90 pounds. She said, that's way too much. That's what's causing the problem. So it was like I was a combination of using the wellness program, using the medical coverage I have, but also using my own thought process to say, if this stretch does the same thing that I do at the gym and the stretch hurts me, maybe that's where the problem is. And so she came back and said, well, if you're doing any of the, unless you're trying to build really big muscles, you shouldn't have the weight on any of the machines to be more than 30%, 40% of your weight.
It strikes me that what you've done is taken control of your health. You've made yourself the center of your health care.
Exactly. The other part is to make more use of your primary care physician, because they're out there to help coordinate. So that's the other piece of it. But yeah, you have to take responsibility for your own wellness, diet, exercise, even when you hurt yourself by using too much weight at the gym.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with me about health and wellness, and for talking with me about why it's so important for the individual to be at the center of any good healthcare relationship.
The message is, it's out there. Take a look for it.